there's a lot more positive than negative going on with the Buccos. So I do want to gripe. But we didn't even mention Mitch in the first segment.
No.
He's such a constant, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had a little arm fatigue in the final start against the White Sox.
Yeah,
and I think, honestly, man, can we really question anything they've done from a pitching standpoint? I mean, honestly.
No.
Like, they have nailed it all season long. They've nailed it. I heard Pony bring this up with Greg Brown the other day. I listened to a lot of radio going back and forth between Uniontown and Pittsburgh. And I will agree wholeheartedly with Pony, and Brownie did too. They've nailed everything, even whenever you consider all the outcries for Bednar, and I was crying for it, to get moved from the closer's role when he was struggling. They stuck with him. Bailey Falter, that worked out. Jared Jones, being careful with him. I mean, I know he got banged up. Paul Skeen, like, you can't question what they've done. And so they pull Mitch after three innings. And it helped them win the White Sox game, because I don't know if he goes five or six if they win. Like, he just didn't have it.
Yep.
And it allowed him to have his velocity back up to like 97 miles an hour yesterday. The guy is a bleeping, I might swear today, Callis, just so you know, just be quick on the dump button. That guy's a flipping horse.
Yes, he is.
If unspectacular, fine, but he's just so dang good.
It has to be a mind game too. Like, I mean, just of thinking, you know, you're in the lineup yesterday and you have a guy that is just so consistent. He's just kind of chipping away at you. And that, you know, that's draining. And then you got to come back today and it's just a whole different animal. Oh my God. It's a whole different animal. It's like going against Freddy Krueger than going against Michael Myers. Like, you know, they both can get you a certain way. It's all going to be the same way.
But isn't that that's the beauty of it, man. That's well said by you. Because, again, Keller, it's just seven innings, only three strikeouts. I mean, he's a pretty good strikeout pitcher. He's not what he was last year striking dudes out. But that's fine because he knows how to go deep in a ball game. And I think he's been very thoughtful, and they've been thoughtful with him. Hey, when you need the strikeout, you know you got that. But be efficient. And so he goes seven innings, 97 pitches. He's their horse. And on the broadcast yesterday, they brought it up. Like, you've got a great rotation. But you've only got one guy that you know bullpen's going to get most of the night off. And that's Keller. And so I don't want it to be lost just how great the season he's having is, because we see him butting up right against Paul Skeens, and he is so spectacular. 3.34 ERA, seven innings again last night. And again, it was just sort of a ho-hum kind of deal. But on the season now, he's up to 121 innings. He's on pace to be right around 200 innings again. And in a postseason, if they were, my God, to get there, Skeens, Keller, and then everything else sort of falls into place. But I wouldn't want to face that.
No.
If I'm any team in baseball. Mm-mm. And that's why you talked about it. They got away with that Philly series. They went two out of three without throwing their best two arms. So going into St. Louis, if they were going to finally take two out of three, it sets up perfectly. And Keller got the job done last night.
Yep.
Brilliant.